transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, this morning's gospel we know to be, as it has been nicknamed for so many years, the Golden Rule. As you would have others do to you, do so to them. And I have found in my life that for the most part, we tend to look at the Golden Rule from the good side, as I wrote in the bulletin. We tend to look at the Golden Rule where if we want someone to be nice to us, we should be nice to them. If we want someone to say good things to us, we should say good things to them. But then Christ says in the gospel, if you do good to those who do good to you in return, what benefit is that to you? What credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. So there has to be something more to the Golden Rule than just do good to receive good. And that's when Christ continues. He says, do good not expecting good in return. Lend not expecting anything in return. He says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. Unfortunately, most of us forget that part of the gospel. Unfortunately, many of us in our pain, and I say pain because as I hear in confessions so many times, many of us are just hurting inside. We're not hurting because somebody smacked us upside of the head, physically. But we're hurting because of the words people use against us. We're hurting at the bad business deals that our friends and our kubadi get involved in against us. And I hear of this pain. And then the part that really troubles me is when I hear people say some variety of, it's okay, they'll get what's coming to them. They'll get theirs. God will take care of them. I don't remember hearing that in this morning's gospel. If we look at from this perspective of this morning's gospel, if we are to give as we are to expect, would we want others to say about us, they're going to get theirs? Don't worry, God will take care of them. Or would we want others to forgive us in our failures? To forgive us in those moments of lapsed judgment? Because I don't know about you, but my life is filled with them. It's filled with moments when I speak before I think. I go before I ponder. And I pray that you don't hold it against me. I pray that you're not saying, don't worry, he'll get his someday. Because that's not what I wish for you. What I wish for each and every one of us, my brothers and sisters, is to know the love and mercy of God, to understand that God has forgiven us so many things that we've done. Every day that we wake up is a day that God has forgiven us and given us a chance to get it right. How can we turn around and not offer the same to our friends, to our neighbors, to our fellow parishioners, and even to our own family members? It breaks my heart when I see with my eyes, and of course I hear with my ears, our own parishioners, blood relatives, not speaking to each other, not picking up the phone because of something someone said last year, 10 years ago, 27 years ago. Time is of the essence, my brothers and sisters. We do not know if we have tomorrow, let alone tonight. And if we want God to open the kingdom for us, then we have to open the kingdom for other people. If we want God to open his heart for us, we have to open our hearts for other people. We have to stop holding things against each other. Not only does it not get anything done, not only does it not bring peace to our family, but it keeps us further away from God. And if we think it is sufficient simply to say, I'll forgive them because God will get them, then we haven't forgiven them at all. I've lived in the South now for about 15 years. And there's a big difference between the North and the South. In the North, you pretty much know what people think about you. They say it straight up. In the South, you've got to watch your back. Because unfortunately, in the South, we've learned how to say good words in front of each other, and spears come out of our mouth behind each other's back. And I say that, my brothers and sisters, because until we fix this animosity that we so freely share among our people, we will never truly feel the love and mercy of God. Not because God doesn't love us, not because God hasn't forgiven us 1,000 times over, but because our hearts are so filled with resentment toward each other that we don't have enough room to allow God's love to come and live in our hearts. This is the essence of the golden rule. It isn't doing good so that they will be good to us. It is doing good merely because we love as God loves, whether or not someone is good in return, or loves in return, or forgives in return. God loves us even when we do not love him. And that's why the final words of this gospel, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. I'll tell you what, that's not the golden rule, that's the platinum rule. If we can learn to be merciful, whether or not people are merciful in return, then we are true Christians. then we truly love God. It's a big challenge. But it's what will save us.
Glory to God. Thy disciples as far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.